welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Friday in the locker room after practice, we huddled one-on-one with cornerback Donte Robinson and got his take on many things, including his matchup with Chad Ochocinco.
Donte, another big game, right. 2-3, trying to get back to 500. What's different this week during practice that was maybe not the same weeks prior?
Well, guys have been making a lot of plays in practice this week. Turnovers were up a lot this week in practice, so hopefully we can translate that over into the game. We hadn't been getting a lot of turnovers in practice previous weeks, and this week has just been a good all-around week for us as a team, especially as a defense. So we'll see if we can make some things happen on Sunday.
Saw some great wide receivers last week. That's the same this week. Chad Ochocinco. What sort of challenge does he present for you guys as corners?
He's kind of different than the great wide receivers we faced last week. Those wideouts were big, powerful guys. Chad's more of a finesse, very fast, very quick guy. So he'll bring a different challenge to us as a defense. And myself, I'll be following him the entire game. So it'll be another great matchup, something that I'm looking forward to, things that I like doing. I like to go out and test my skills against the best. So, and he's one of the best.
Does he remind you about that when you're on the field together? Who? Vocally?
We played last year and he really didn't talk too much. Played him, I think, in 2005, and he really didn't do too much talking. So, you never know with Chad, man. He's one of those unorthodox guys, so you have to see what the day brings.
It's Friday, and in the last hour and a half, he and Motorola teamed up. They bought the remaining ticket, so there's not going to be a blackout. Kind of interesting move by him, right?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, that's what he does, man. He's always in the spotlight, and I'm sure if it's a blackout, he won't be in the spotlight. So just Chad being Chad, man, doing the things that make him who he is.
I get the sense from just hearing guys like you, other guys around the league talk, he's a likable guy with all that other stuff,
oh,
right?
No doubt about it. He's an entertainer. You know what I mean? And
David Anderson just flashed you, by the way, so for folks wondering at home.
The guy's an entertainer, man. He's a lot of fun to watch. Even when he's talking on the field, it's not the kind of talk where it's disrespectful. It's fun with him. So, but the way you shut him up is you go out there and you play football. And, that's kind of what we do. You really don't get wrapped up into the things he's doing because those are the things that make him go. So you have to play your game, not try to do too much, and just go out there and have a good time.
He's healthy, and how impressive is Carson Palmer as a quarterback compared to other guys in the league?
He's very impressive. He's one of the best in the business. He's so far he's having a great season. So we got to pressure him, hit him a little bit, rattle him a little bit, and when we have opportunities to make plays on the football, we got to go and make those plays. We can't leave plays out there unmade. We got to go out there and this is a great offense. Balance. Cedric Benson's, leading the AFC in rushing. Chad's doing a great job. Carson's playing well. So, they're looking good as a team, but we have to focus on stopping those three, Chad, Carson, and Cedric. And I think if we can do that, we'll win the football game.
Time to wrap it up. We'll finish with a college question. Your alma mater, South Carolina.
Right.
Big game this weekend. They're all big games in the SEC, but right. Roll Tide's coming there, huh?
Roll Tide, man. Last time I think the last time Fred was in college was the last time they played him. They beat him up pretty good, man. So hopefully we can repeat that. I'm trying to get a bet from D'Amico. He's walking through the locker room right now, but gonna bet some of those chicken sandwiches in his hand or something. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go with my Gamecocks, man. They've been playing well right now, and I think they're gonna score some points, and I think the defense is gonna play well.
Donte Robinson, he's true to his school. He's got a big task on Sunday. Best of luck to you, Donte.
Thank you.